Well, this is Aaron with Tough Sales.
Hey, Aaron. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Tuesday?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I'm just giving you a follow-up call. We spoke a couple weeks back regarding first page placement on Google and Facebook advertising for your business. Do you remember the conversation at all?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so have you considered it since the last time we talked?
I kind of haven't been because last time we talked, I got sick. I kind of been under the weather from then, and then I had family and relative in, so.
Right. Thanksgiving.
Kind of running around doing other things and worried about the ad part.
For sure.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, shoot.
I believe you said the $299 is that monthly or yearly?
It's monthly. Yeah.
Monthly.
It's monthly. And it's a set flat rate. So there's no like lead fees, click fees, call fees, surprise charges. But it is monthly. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. So what's your annual percentage of people looking?
Our annual percentage of people like searching on Google, or you mean of our clients? I don't understand the question. Say it again.
Of like your clients finding somebody like me.
Okay. I'm not sure. I've never got asked that. So I know we have around 10,000 clients total. We service the whole U.S. and also Canada. And we offer multiple products like Google, Facebook ads, Google Guarantee even. I'm not sure if that quite answers your question, but we do per service area, though. We do only work with one company per industry just to make sure that we're not programming against ourselves. And it's a conflict of interest. Like, we don't want to take money out of any of our clients' pockets, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. We are having to. It's kind of weird. It's a Cyber Tuesday special, I guess. But basically what we're doing, we have veterans discounts here and multi-location discounts. We're basically offering that to all our new onboarded clients. What it essentially does is it saves you $50 a month because it would bring that platinum package down to $249 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Cyber Tuesday. When my boss told me that, I was like, you really want me to say Cyber Monday special on a Tuesday? But I was like, all right, man, I'll roll with it. Yeah.
I got a question for you. Do you think you can resend me the videos and everything?
Yeah, of course. Give me 1 second. Let me send you the price change, too. That way you have it in writing. So it's going to be the same exact email I sent you before, but it will say $249 on it instead of the $299. And it has all those videos in there, too. I think what you're talking about, though, is the YouTube video for the tracking system, right, that I texted you? Well, I'll just send that to you, too, just in case that's it. So here comes my direct line and extension, that YouTube video as well with the tracking system. And I'm going to resend you to an example of Facebook ads. That way you can see the type of work we do there.
Okay. Is that all right if I get back with you around noon tomorrow? And with
yeah.
the price change, get with you
No,
tomorrow?
No. You're good to go on that rate. We're offering it throughout the week. So Cyber Wednesday, Cyber Thursday, Cyber, it's super weird, but I was like, cool. So you're good. Yeah. Yeah, it's different for sure. He told me though a bunch of these like retail company, I guess they're doing that too. They're extending their sales. I remember when it was just Black Friday, like there was no Cyber Monday. So,
yeah, it was like
Black Friday.
Black Friday eventually leaked into Thursday. You know, Thanksgiving.
Right. So I remember as a kid, man, my sister, she used to camp out at the stores. Like, she was crazy about it. So my wife goes with her this time for Black Friday. She said there was like 5 people in the store. And I remember going with my sister, and it was like, man, a rush. It was crazy, you know? So things have just changed for sure, man. It's everybody's shopping online now, you know?
I don't know how well you know video games or whatnot, but, you know, GameStop used to do, like, night premieres and stuff like that. And they haven't done that for a while, but I guess now they're bringing it back. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
I was like,
well, their stock went through the roof, man, with that whole Reddit thing. I wish I would have jumped on that whole GameStop app. Or
the stock.
Yeah. We jumped on the AMC, you know, but it hasn't really done nothing, you know. All my buddies are all into that. They're like, man, yeah, just keep it. It's going to go through the roof. And I'm just kind of like, whatever, dude. If it does, cool. But, you know, I'm not really. It was crazy, though. We bought at 12, and it went all the way to 72, and I didn't pull out. I was like, dude, what was I thinking, man? You know? But, yeah, crazy, man. How you get, did you get the flu, or?
I don't know what I had. I just had, like, I literally had no voice. My stomach just constantly hurt. My body
right.
ached, sneezed, and literally, like, wanted to cuss every single time.
Right, right.
And then I did something that I don't think any human should ever do. I somehow sneezed and farted at the same time, and my body went into some sort of kind of shock. It's never been in.
Yeah, I've been there before, for sure. That I know half my family got the flu, so we still have like 20 people at my house for Thanksgiving, but there was a bunch of us missing, you know? So I know that flu, at least around here, is going around big time, you know? It's like COVID's over. It's all flu now. Yeah.
I'm still probably COVID and flu, you know, they shake each other's hands, you know, they're best friends.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think, too, a lot of, I'm not one of those that thinks COVID's fake. You know, obviously, I got it 3 times, you know. But, you know, I think a lot of times when people had the flu, it was COVID, you know. And now it's just all the flu. It's kind of weird, man. It's been a weird couple years, for sure. But, yeah, but Google's bigger than ever, you know. So this definitely would help your company, for sure. You said you're gonna call me at 12, or you want me to call you? I forget what you said.
If you can call me at 12, I might run a little late. If I try to call you at 12, then you might got busy or something there.
Right. So I'll put you in for 12, and just like so, what I usually do with my clients, if you don't answer, I'll just shoot you a text letting you know I called. Or if your voicemail is not full, I'll leave you a voicemail.
My voicemail shouldn't be full, but it's probably getting up there. I probably need to start sorting through some.
Yeah. A lot of my clients, they're full, man. It's crazy. Every time I call them, so I got a text, you know. But
yep.
So 10 a.m. callback tomorrow.
I try to keep mine at like 20 voicemails.
Right.
You know, about every month, I just go through them and delete them.
Right. Well, for you guys, for business owners, I feel like voicemails are kind of like emails for you guys too, you know? Like, I know my emails are full, but that's just like all the free things I signed up for, and now I'm getting junk email every day, you know? It's the worst, man.
Yeah,
but yeah.
You gotta be careful. Junk email.
For sure. So I learned my lesson. One time I went to one of those Fit Expos, cause it was cool, man. They were giving out, you know, those bang drinks and like, free protein and amino acids, and I was like, yeah, rock on. Well, I messed up, and I used my regular email. So, long story short, I had to delete that email and get a whole new one, because I was literally getting, like, 20 emails a day of just all kinds of stuff, man. And I was like, dude, I can't handle this. Lesson learned, man. I just use a fake email next time or something.
Yep.
Yeah. So you, it's a pleasure speaking with you again, though. I hope you feel better, brother, and I'll give you a call tomorrow, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Sorry for the, you know, kind of the inconvenience for you.
No, not an inconvenience at all. We understand here it's a lot about timing. You know, Thanksgiving just came up to you. Same thing's been happening with a lot of companies I've been speaking with. So we're just setting a time that works best for you guys. You know, it's no problem at all.
All righty. Well, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day, Aaron. Pleasure speaking with you. Bye.
Bye.